Enter.
Oh, Brian, it's you.
Yes, Neil, it's me.
Are you also here for the assistant manager's job, then?
No, Neil, I'm the one doing the interviewing.
Hey?
Didn't you know?
No what?
I'm head of teams here at Book Encounters.
Head of teams? What sort of role is that?
A rather significant one, Neil. It has an equivalence to that of manager, but at Book Encounters, we don't use such non-inclusive, patriarchal terms as manager. No, far too triggering.
Yeah, I see.
I'm also chief shepherd.
Shepherd? What, as in sheep shepherd?
Well, obviously not actual sheep, Neil. This is a bookshop. Chief shepherd is a role that encompasses a broad swathe of staff welfare and spiritual cultivation embodiments.
Right. So why did you leave Blackstones, Brian? You did seem very settled there.
Well, Neil, as much as I adored Sophie and respected her vision, I wanted to expand my horizons and set sail on a new adventure.
By travelling 100 yards down the high street to another bookshop.
You don't have to travel to travel, Neil.
No, of course you don't.
So when the previous head of teams / chief shepherd was crushed by falling masonry during the attack on Eastwater, I took the opportunity to put myself forward for this role.
Right, well, Brian, congratulations.
Thank you, Neil. I'm really at home here. There's this almost mystical symbiosis between my own core values and those of Craig and Zoe.
Craig and Zoe?
The Book Encounters birthers.
Birthers? Is that like founders?
In your old musty language, yes, I suppose so. Anyway, shall we do this? Shall we see if our book-nurturing sensibilities align?
Come again?
The job interview, Neil.
Oh, right, yes.
Please, pull up a chair.
Okay.
Comfortable?
Yeah, you know, sort of.
Yes, I can imagine it must be a bit strange, what with our reversal in fortunes. I mean, here's me, a cherished member of the Book Encounters family, and there's you, unemployed and broken-hearted.
I'm hardly broken-hearted, Brian.
Oh, really? From what I heard, your attempt at reuniting with Tasmin backfired quite spectacularly. I mean, what with Clive and...
Shall we just get on with this, Brian?
Yes, of course. So tell me, Neil, as assistant to Hot One...
Hot One?
That's me, Neil. Head of Teams One.
Oh, right.
So as I was saying, in the role of assistant to Hot One, how would you, Neil, deal with the following scenario? A valued member of your staff has been placed in the untenable position of promoting a children's book that he finds morally repugnant. When he voices his totally reasonable objection to being placed in such an ethically compromising position, do you A. take on board his concerns and ask someone else to promote the book? B. take on board his concerns, cancel the promotion and remove the book from the shelves? Or C. shout, Brian, can you just wear the fucking costume?
Look, Brian, I was having an extremely stressful day, and I know that in retrospect, I really shouldn't
have... Neil! What the hell are you doing here?
Greg, what are you doing here?
I'm area manager for Book Encounters.
But I thought you were...
Happy at Blackstones? I was, Neil. But then I heard that the area manager for this outfit had been incinerated by some big fiery ball, and so I jumped ship. I now enjoy far better pay and holiday entitlement and a vastly superior top-of-the-range company car. Take it from me, Neil. When opportunity knocks, you've just got to grab it firmly by the ballsack and give it a good hard squeeze.
Which is why I'm here, Greg.
What? You? Grabbing life by the balls? Come on, Neil. We all know you're a total cupper.
Cupper?
Yes. You just feebly cup those testicles. There's no grip, no proper intention or purchase.
Nonetheless, I'm here for the job.
What? The assistant to Hot One?
Well, yes, I thought that with all my experience of Blackstones, it would
not
be...
Not going to happen, Neil.
What? Why not?
Greg's right, Neil. Your profile is so old school and off-brand.
Not only that, you just can't be trusted. I gave you every opportunity in the world back at Blackstone's, but you just squandered it. You took my good faith, shat all over it, and then rammed it up my copiously over-accommodating arse.
Colourful though that metaphor is, Greg, I don't think that's quite
how... Hi, everyone!
Tracy! Hi. Glad you could make it.
Tracy!
Oh, thanks for reaching out to me, Greg. I can't wait to get stuck in here. I've got so many ideas.
Marvellous. Great to have you on board.
Hang on a minute. So my interview was just some pathetic charade, was it? This was all a done deal before I even arrived.
Sorry, Neil. Tracy's a perfect fit for Craig and Zoe's holistic bookselling ethos. Whereas you...
You're more like a round thingy in a square hole. And like, when I say round, I mean round, Neil. I mean, my God. Have you been doing a lot of comfort eating recently?
Holistic bookselling ethos. What a load of a whack.
Hello there. What can I get you?
A large latte and a huge slice of that chocolate gâteau, please. Oh, I actually, never mind. Perhaps I shouldn't.
Neil!
Tasmin! I didn't recognise you in that uniform. How long have you...
A couple of weeks. They've been short-staffed here ever since God's wrath wiped out half of their front-of-house team.
Yes, there were quite a few casualties, weren't there?
You know... What you did on that day was very brave, Neil.
Well, you know, not that brave, Tasmin. I mean, being immortal, it's not as if I was actually risking life and limb.
But even so, that thunderbolt must have really hurt. I mean, God really put his back into it, didn't he?
Yes, he did, didn't he? It was certainly exceedingly painful.
Did it hurt more than when you walked through that wall of flame in Blackstone's?
Yes, I guess so.
And how about when you crashed your spaceship?
Not my spaceship.
Well, with that angle of descent and moving at such extreme velocity, that must have been a savage, bone-breaking jolt when you hit the Earth.
Yes, it was. Actually, Tasmin, I'd rather not dwell too much on that.
And how about when you drowned, Neil? Was the pain from the searing heat of God's fireball in any way comparable to that of suffocating to death as the irresistible weight of the water began
Tasmin,
to...
Do you mind if we change the subject? Due to my increasingly long catalogue of trauma, I regularly suffer from very vivid PTSD nightmares.
Oh, I'm sorry, Neil. Of course.
Thanks.
Though, when you say vivid nightmares, what exactly do these night visions entail, Neil?
You know, Tasmin, perhaps this was always part of our problem.
What do you mean?
Well, could it be that you were only drawn to me in the first place because of my close association with pain?
Well, it's true that I do find that sort of thing quite appealing in a man, but, Neil, you mustn't be so reductive in your judgment of our relationship. There was so much more to us than that.
Are you sure there was?
Yes, of course, Neil. We connected on all sorts of other levels. I can't believe you're so in denial about this. But perhaps with what happened between Clive and I, you've buried so much away.
Well, you could be right. And it doesn't help matters that I regularly bump into a naked Clive on the landing.
Ooh, now there's a thought.
Eh?
Oh, sorry. Look, Neil, why don't we try again? When we've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Well, I suppose we could dip our toes again and see where things lead. Shake Evans, tomorrow night at 8.
Perfect. Oh, Neil, I can't wait.
Are you sure this is a good idea, Director? What if we're recognised?
No one knows who we are, Professor. Not in this godforsaken backwater, anyway. Anyway, we can't skulk around under the pier forevermore. We need a base in which to regroup.
Oh, how about this one?
Yes, it ticks all the boxes. Shabby, worn, and architecturally, well, just ghastly. With any luck, we'll be the only guests. Excellent. It appears to be bereft of any star ratings. Just what we're after. What does that badly scrawled sign say, Professor?
The spelling is dreadful, Director, but I think it says strictly no elves.
Oh, well, that's a good omen. I've really had my fill of those little blighters.
There's more. Especially elves who like Christmas.
Right, well, that's very specific.
And fuck off without giving due notice.
Arguably more of a rant than a sign. Anyway, would you do the honours, Professor?
Hold on a moment, ma'am. There's more. The entitled little shits. I hope they fall down a well and...
Yes, yes, I think we get the gist. If you would.
Yes, sorry. Yes, of course, ma'am.
Good afternoon, madam. Do you have any rooms to let?
Before we get down to business, can I just say on behalf of everyone here that we're all very much looking forward to working with you again, God.
Thank you, David. I tell you, it's good to be back at the top table.
Due to the abrupt change of leadership in Cosmos PLC, we haven't as yet had time to put together an official Cosmos handover processes and procedures guide for you.
Oh, no rush, David.
Of course. Once completed and signed off, you'll be able to get up to speed with all the current processes and procedures pertaining to the smooth running of the organisation.
I see.
In fact, June, what's the latest update in regard to the CHPPG?
Oh, well, according to SAPS...
That's Statutes, Auditing, Procedures and Systems, God.
Is it? Right.
They've actually pretty much signed off on the text.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, sorry... No, I slightly misread that. By text, that just refers to the font choice.
I see. Ariel?
Yes, David. Ariel.
Narrow? Hebrew?
Looks like just standard Ariel.
I see. That's a wise choice by SAPS, I have to say. No fuss, no unnecessary flamboyance.
So, David, shall we crack on? I'd really like to check in on my prototypes.
Certainly, God. Right. Well, why don't we start with resources and waste management?
Well, if you think that's strictly necessary...
Derek, what's the latest from monitoring?
Right. Well, would you like just a general summation and overview, or...
Yes, I think just a brief overview would be fine, thank you, Derek.
Actually, Derek, as this is God's first High Council meeting, if you can give us a comprehensive breakdown of the RWM figures, that would be a very useful insight for God going forward. Don't you agree, God?
Well, okay, but can you keep up a good pace delivering it?
Right, I'll try. Well, the upflow is down by 16% over the last quarter, while the universal surge dynamic range has been stable, averaging between 5.6 and 7.
You're very lucky, as the Executive Super Deluxe Suite has only recently come available.
Oh, that is good news.
We'll actually be requiring two rooms, Mrs. Taylor.
Oh, I see. Oh, I presumed you were together.
Oh, we are.
Professor.
Don't be silly, darling. Of course we are together. We have been together for many, many years. Remember?
Have you lost your mind, Professor?
Oh, I see. You two have had a tiff. Don't worry. I see it all the time in my line of business. I'll tell you what. I'll give you a 10% discount on me couples counselling service.
Oh, that is most kind. Isn't it, my little Pookie Boo?
Pookie Boo? You can't call me that. Hang on. Is that your son, Mrs. Taylor?
Is what my son?
That framed picture on the wall. Behind you.
The cheeky little bastard! I don't know how many times I've told him, but he keeps on doing this. Keeps putting up framed photos of himself on my London wall. I mean, what sort of sicko does that, eh?
Oh, so he's not your son, then?
Oh, he's me adopted son. Which hardly gives him the right to pollute my walls with gormless-looking effigies now, does it? I mean, what sort of face is he pulling in this one?
A happy, smiling one?
Really? Oh, looks more like one of them gargoyles you see leering out at you on a church. Bloody freaky is, if you ask me. Anyway, I am so sorry you had to see it. I assure you that I'll make regular sweeps of the building so that you won't have to go through that again. Oh, dear me. Feel all quite hot and sweaty now. Anyway, do follow me. The Executive Super Deluxe is just through here.
While also adjusting the feed parameters to allow for seepage and the anticipated entropic lesions that form around the central ducts. Now, looking ahead to the next quarter...
Thank you, Derek. Perhaps you could fill me in with the rest at another time.
Sure.
I could always arrange a one-to-one for you both, or perhaps you'd like to do a hands-on tour of resource monitoring, God. How's the diary looking for something like that, June?
No, thank you, David. That won't be necessary. Sigrun, how's it going with you and the rest of the Valkyrie team?
Oh, you know, warriors die and we perform our clear-up duties as best we can. Obviously, the cuts from the rationalization program have made things a bit more difficult, but we do our best.
Sure, I understand. Any big battles of late?
Not really. A few light skirmishes here and there, but it's generally been
Slow? Quiet?
Yes. Slow and quiet. Yes.
Look, everyone, this meeting has been very illuminating, but I've really got to go and get on with some of my own projects.
Oh, well, if you really have to go, can I just flag up one pressing item on the to-do list?
Yes, David, if you must.
What action would you like undertaken in regard to the portal?
Portal?
Yes, the portal to the multiverse. Shall we just cordon it off, or would you like...
Right, that portal. No, David, it needs to be properly sealed up. That was the director's folly. It must never be used. Seal it, David, as soon as possible. Now, if you'd all excuse me...
Right, so that's the tour. I hope everything's to your satisfaction.
Yes, thank you, Mrs. Taylor.
Would it be possible for us to have some curtains? That neighbouring house is quite close, and we wouldn't want to...
Curtains you're after, is it? Let me just make a note of that in me pad.
Thank you.
And that's definitely curtains plural, is it?
As opposed to...
Curtain, singular.
Well, yes. I think we're going to need the complete set if we're going to fully cover the window.
Only some folk opt for the singular curtain option. Helps with their budget, you know. So any other extras whilst I've got me pad open?
You mean we have to pay extra for curtains?
Of course. This is the Executive Super Deluxe Suite. I mean, if you were buying a Ferrari, you'd expect to pay extra for a fur-lined steering wheel, wouldn't you?
Sorry. I'm actually struggling to follow your line of...
How about sheets?
Sheets? Hang on. This bed doesn't come with sheets.
No. So how about I put you down for standard sheets? It might take a couple of days, I'm afraid, as I'm having some issues with my suppliers.
I see.
Unless, of course, you want to pay premium for cotton sheets.
Yes. I think cotton sheets would be preferable to any other material.
Okie dokie. Right then. I'll leave you to it. Oh, and try and keep on the left-hand side of the mattress if you can. There was a bit of a spillage on the other side and I haven't had time to deal with it yet.
Thanks for the heads up on that.
Breakfast at 6.
What a horrible woman.
Oh, I don't know. She was very attentive regarding the details of our stay.
Curtains and sheets as extras? What sort of hellhole is this?
Well, you did say that we needed somewhere down at Heal and Anonymous.
True, I did. Anyway, Professor, what possessed you to say that we were a couple?
I thought it would be a better cover for us while we lie low. People don't generally suspect couples, you know.
And you can support that statement with some incontrovertible data, can you?
Well, no, but...
I mean, Pookie Boo. No one in Cosmos would dare call me that, Professor.
Sorry, ma'am. I was, you know, getting into character.
Oh, were you? Anyway... The good news is that my cozying up to the fate department might be starting to pay dividends.
In what way?
Well, what are the chances that we would end up staying in Neil Taylor's actual home?
Well, extremely small. But how is this a good thing, Director? I thought he was the bane of your existence.
Oh, he is, he is. All troublesome roads seem to lead to Neil Taylor and that bloody penguin.
His companion is a seagull, ma'am.
Well, whatever. But don't you see, Professor? By being here, we have the opportunity to exact revenge upon Neil, his loved ones, and quite possibly God himself.
What? By taking him and his mother prisoner?
No, Professor. Let's just park hostage-taking for the time being, shall we? Your plan with Ruby and the elves didn't work out very well last time round, now did it?
No, I suppose not.
This time we take it slow, using charm, guile, and stealth to get what we want.
Ah, yes, of course. Subtle manipulation. Your signature dish, ma'am.
You know, without Neil Taylor, God would still be slumbering away in some glorified stationery cupboard. The Book of Life would be safely in the vaults. Death wouldn't be swishing her scythe menacingly in my direction. And, most importantly of all, of course, I would still be at the helm of Cosmos PLC.
Where you belong, ma'am.
Exactly. As opposed to being down here sharing the left-hand side of a sheetless bed with a dead professor.
Oh, so you are okay with our, snug sleeping arrangements then, ma'am?
What do you think?
I'm kind of hoping for a yes. But I have a sneaky suspicion that...
Top and tail, Professor. And you'll be giving your feet a jolly good clean before bedtime, I can tell you.
You got a paperwork for this then, Lucas?
Yeah, mate. It's a D42.
D42? Is that valve clearance and realignment?
Nah, you're thinking of G42, Roger.
Oh, yeah.
D42 is deactivation and lockdown.
Right. Have you ever deactivated one of these before?
What, a multiverse portal? No, this'll be my first, mate. Can't be as tricky as deactivating that fire alarm sensor in longevity. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that was a right bugger, wasn't it? We pretty much disabled every device in the department before that sodding thing shut up.
Yeah, what an arse, eh?
Yeah, where do you think this portal leads to, then?
Well, got to be, like, everywhere, I suppose. You know, it being a door to the multiverse.
Oh, right, yeah, makes sense.
Oh, hang on. That sounds a bit ominous. Better move back, mate, just in case.
Yeah, good call.
Blimey, who are you, then?
Now, hang on, mate. Don't go pointing that thing at us.
Yeah, you could really do some damage with...
And so, I stepped forward and swung open this big metallic door.
And was it filled with soldiers?
Yes. About a dozen of them, armed to the teeth they were.
Oh, my God. So, what did you do?
Well, under heavy fire, the Seagull and I undertook a strategic withdrawal.
A strategic withdrawal? Is that like, running away?
Well, no, not at all. It's a controlled tactical manoeuvre whereby you remove yourself from a compromising position and...
Oh, I was only joking, Neil.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yep, funny.
Still... You must have been heavily shot up.
Yes, I was. I was riddled with bullets.
Ouch.
Anyway, it was a bit later that we bumped into this alien called Burp, or was it Burp?
What about the interrogation, Neil? You seem to have glossed over that bit.
Oh yes, the interrogation. That was certainly a low point.
Didn't they use something on you called a deep cavity anal strometer or something like that?
Yes, I believe they did. Hang on, how did you...
God, that must have really hurt. Especially when they first rammed that heavily greased and pulsating rod deep up your...
Tasman?
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry about that, Neil.
I thought we agreed that we needed to cultivate some different and altogether more wholesome aspects of our relationship, you know, if we wanted to make this work.
Yes. Of course, I'll behave, I promise. Why don't we talk about our favourite authors?
Hang on a moment. So, who told you about the anal strometer?
I think it was Tracy.
Tracy? But how on earth would she know?
Oh, well, I think the Seagull told everybody when we were enjoying some apres ski drinks at that Alpine Adventure place. I think you must have been busy on the nursery slopes trying to stay upright at the time.
Ah, Seagull. Yeah, what a blabbermouth. Typical.
Speaking of which, how is he? He wasn't with you the other day.
Oh, he's away at the moment.
It's funny, but it's strange not seeing him with you. You two are like peas in a pod, joined at the hip.
Well, not anymore. We're each doing our own thing these days.
Ah!
It's all right, darling. It's just a plate.
Sure, of course. Darling, I rather like that.
I rather liked saying it, Neil.
Ah! Is the bloody Dyspraxia Society dining tonight, or what?
Are you all right? Well, you've gone a bit jittery.
Sorry, Tasmin. I suppose, given our dating history, I am a bit on edge.
Oh, of course. You mean because of that time the restaurant was attacked by soldiers?
The Snatch Squad, yes. And then the time we were interrupted by that suicidal call for my mother. Only it wasn't actually my mum.
Oh, yes. That was the night when I got zapped by death and ended up in limbo.
That's right. Not exactly the best conclusion to a romantic date.
Come on. Give me your hand, Neil. I promise you nothing like that is going to happen while...
Oh, fuck off!
Charming. You know, where I come from, Neil, being told to fuck off is considered rather a rude way of greeting an old pal.
You again? Oh, no!
I'm warning you, Death. Keep away from her.
Look, will you both just...
Honestly, Death, if you take even one more step, I'll...
You'll what, Neil? Bloody my nose. Knock me to the ground. Send me packing.
Yeah. All of those, probably.
If I were here to zap Tasmin or collect her soul, Neil, then I'm afraid your faintly amusing stabs at being her champion wouldn't prevent me.
Then what do you want? We're trying to have an intimate night out without being blown up by special forces, getting harangued in the toilet.
I didn't harangue you. Anyway, I think they prefer restroom.
Or being interrupted by some mad avenging cleaner intent on sending me to some substandard afterlife.
Well, if you'd let me join you, I'll tell you the good news.
Come in.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hi, God.
Thank you for coming, elves. It's so good to see you all again.
Oh, it's lovely to see you too, God. We've hardly seen you since you took back control of Cosmos.
And by the way, well done for that, God. It must be such a great relief to have your old job back. Well, yes, Douglas, it is, and it isn't.
What do you mean?
Well, Hugh, if I'm honest, I don't think I really want to do it. It's changed so much from when I was last in charge.
But you must, God. I mean, if you don't do it, then someone like that mean old director will get back into power.
Oh, no. We can't have that, can we?
No.
Not her.
Don't worry. I'll never allow that to happen. Besides, after she witnessed my more truculent side, she just disappeared. No one's seen or heard from her since.
Good riddance.
So, if you're not going to do the job, then who is?
Be funny if God wanted you to do it, Hugh.
Oh, Lily, can you imagine it?
Well, the thing is, I actually would like you to do it.
Brilliant, that
yes.
Is, God.
Oh, good to know you haven't lost your sense of humour, God.
You're serious, aren't you?
Perfectly.
Oh, golly.
Blimey.
I know it sounds daunting, Hugh, but honestly, this place pretty much runs itself. You'd be like my regent, freeing me up to pursue other projects.
Are you sure you've thought this through properly, God? I mean, we all love Hugh. He's got a lovely big heart and everything. But he's not really had any leadership experience at that sort of level.
There was that time I was put in charge of the sticky tape.
I'm not sure that equips you with the sort of transferable skills required for being regent, Hugh.
And do you not remember what happened when you got all flustered with your new role, Hugh?
Oh, yeah. I got all wrapped up in a big sticky mess, didn't I?
Yes. Oh, you silly thing. Took me over an hour to cut you free.
But don't you see, Douglas? It's because Hugh has such a good heart that I want him for this role. I need someone I could truly trust. So, Hugh, are you up for this challenge?
Yes. If that's what you want, I'll give it a jolly good go.
Oh, that's such a relief. Now, it seems to me that this kingdom needs to rediscover its wholesome and playful roots, which means we need to find a new Father Christmas. Lily, Are you up for that task?
Yes, of course I am. A new Santa. Ooh, how exciting is that?
And finally, I have something for you, Douglas. It's a project that is very close to my heart and requires all your dedication and skills. It's also very hush-hush.
Whatever it is, count me in, God. It'll be great to get my hands dirty again on one of your projects.
Excellent. You three elves have made an old god very, very happy.
Would you like me to pour the champagne, madame?
Aye, if you would, Pascal.
So come on, spit it out, Death. What are we celebrating?
The end game. The coup de grace. The final chug of the old steam engine as it makes its last journey into the terminus.
What? Oh! Hang on.
Oh, there we go. You know, Tasman, you can almost hear those rusty gears grinding in his head.
What is it, Neil?
My death certificate. You finally got me my death certificate.
I sure have. But first, a toast. To me.
To you.
Not joining in on that wee toast, Tasman.
Why should I toast Neil's death?
Oh, come on. It's what Neil has wanted all along. Isn't that right, Neil?
Well, yes. I suppose.
But that was when your life had no real meaning, wasn't it, Neil?
Guess so.
And now?
Sorry, Tasman. My brain's a bit discombobulated by this news. I need a moment.
So, here it is. Your ticket to premium afterlife package of your choice, Neil.
But hang on, this is the same death certificate as before.
I know.
But look, the typo is still on it. See? Look, my name, Taylor, but with an E.
Gosh, there's no stopping you. You're really firing on all cylinders today, aren't you?
So we're right back to where we started, with a totally useless piece of paper, Death. I mean, why are you here? And what the actual fuck is going on?
So here's the thing, Neil. And I think, though I can't be 100% sure, it might amuse you. Apparently, to make this certificate valid, all you need to do is scrawl your initial next to the offending spelling error.
My initial?
Uh-huh.
And that's it?
Yep. Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy. Here. There you go. Now, it was Alpine Adventure you were after, was it? I'm sure I've got a revised, up-to-date brochure for it here somewhere.
Let me get this straight. Everything I've gone through, all the torture, drowning, flames, bullets, crashes, falls and divine thunderbolts were, strictly speaking, totally unnecessary.
Yep. Apparently so.
And you never knew this?
No, but I do now. Come on, Neil. Knock back that champagne. You should be celebrating, not itemising all those little hardships.
Little hardships?
Neil, what about us?
Oh, come on, lassie. Do you think you can compete with one of these glossy premium treats? Because Neil's had such a crappy life, he's hit the jackpot when it comes to his afterlife package. Tasman, you can't come close, I'm afraid.
No, Death.
What do you mean, no, Neil?
I'm not initialing it. I'm just not leaving.
Have you recently suffered a frontal lobotomy, Neil? Has all reason departed from your thick skull? This is what you want. What you crave. Undiluted joy and abandon forevermore.
But that's just it, Death. I want to experience everything that a proper relationship has to offer. All the longing, all the passion, all the risk.
Oh, Neil, that is just so sweet.
It's not fucking sweet. It's fucking irritating and irresponsible is what it is. This isn't just about you, Neil. What about me?
What about my reputation?
And just think about Cosmos. Consider all the nuisance and kerfuffle you've caused there. Come on, don't be a stupid fool and just initial the damn document, will you?
No, Death. I tell you what, come back in 40 years and ask me then.
Right. It's like that, is it?
I'm afraid so.
You realise, Tasman, this beau of yours has no real loyalty to you. He'll drop you at the first hurdle.
Thank you, Death, but I'm willing to take that chance.
Well, you've been warned. I mean, take his so-called friend Carandiel.
The seagull? And what about him? Neil said that he's busy doing his own thing at the moment.
Och, I don't think he's that busy, to be honest. I mean, it's hard to get up to much when you're under lock and key, with your feet shackled to the floor.
What? Neil, did you know about this?
Well, I knew he had a bit of a difference of opinion with some official person, but I'm sure it's just a big misunderstanding.
Official? You mean like special ops? The meanest bunch of bastard mercenaries in the universe?
For your information, Neil, Corundial is about to stand trial before the Star Chamber, the highest court in Cosmos. And between you and me, with that long charge sheet against him, I reckon he's totally screwed.
Oh, Neil, that's awful. I mean, I wasn't exactly close to him, but I know he meant a lot to you, Neil.
Well, I wouldn't describe us as close as such.
He's your comforting angel and spiritual guide, Neil. He'd do anything for you. In fact, he's already done more for you than any other angel I've ever met. And let's be honest, you've not exactly been the easiest of charges, have you?
So what can I do? I mean, he's there and I'm here. We're literally worlds apart.
At the moment you are. But you see, I happen to have this taxi that can bridge these worlds. He's all alone, Neil, with no one in his corner. No one who'll vouch for him when he's dragged up to stand trial.
Oh, Neil, you must go to him.
What? But what about us? You know, you and me.
I can wait, Neil. He's your friend. He needs you.
Come on, Neil. Knock back that champagne and I'll call my cab.
Oh, all right. I guess if I can, you know, be of some use. Tasman, can you look in on Mum and tell her I might be away for a short while? Otherwise, she'll probably worry.
Of course. Oh, good luck. Mwah. I'm so proud of you, Neil.
Wow! How crazy is this? Little old me becoming regent of the whole of the cosmos.
Yes. I don't think anyone quite saw that coming.
Ooh, and I wonder what this secret project is that you'll be working on, Douglas.
Yes, it does sound very exciting. As does finding a new Father Christmas Lily.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's quite a responsibility. I guess I'll have to put out an ad and do interviews and everything.
It'll be strange too, won't it, Lily? You know, finally moving on from our Santa.
I know, Hugh, but Christmas without a Santa is like Easter without chocolate.
You're right. Totally meaningless.
Exactly.
Anyway, I better get off and start preparing for my new role.
You might want to visit the Central Library, Hugh. Plenty of books in there on leadership and...
Maybe later, Douglas. First, I've got to find something proper to wear. I'm not sure the High Council will take me seriously dressed like this.
What are you thinking, Hugh?
Well, something like a long, swishy gown that I can twirl around in.
Oh, right. You mean like a royal mantle type thing with a long train behind it?
Yeah, just like that. See you both later.
So, Lily, what do you really think about Hugh running Cosmos?
Well, it was quite a bold move by God. But then, he is God, so I'm sure he knows what he's doing.
I'm not so sure, Lily. I think he's a bit lost without Ruby's counsel and support.
Yeah, maybe. I guess if she was still here, then he might not have bowed out as chief so quickly.
If I'm honest, I also think God might be feeling guilty about how things ended with Santa.
Right. Yeah, of course.
I mean, you in particular has struggled with that, hasn't he?
You know, I think you might be worrying yourself too much about it all, Douglas. Hugh will have all these advisers, and like God said, Cosmos pretty much runs itself. And anyway, since the director got deposed, everything has settled down right nicely round here. I'm sure Hugh isn't going to have to contend with any big drama anytime soon.
Right. One moment, please. Okay. How can I help? I'm sorry, but we have a strict no-blade policy in this department, so if you could just kindly leave that with Joan at reception, then...
Eternal Strife was written, directed and recorded by Bruce Windward and featured the voices of Angela McIntosh, Mark Crozer, Simon Hook, James Pepper, Katie Southwell and Bruce Windward. Music and sound design by Bruce Windward.